is a feeling now. Feel touches rising up. Oh, keep on. When the folks don't stop, don't stop till you get enough. Keep on, come on, Lee. Till the folks don't stop till you get enough. Shimon, Shimon Lee. That was a don't stop till you get enough.
What is this? What is this? What is this?
That was the Rush Hour
2
version.
The way Michael would have been turning in her grave right now.
Michael's happy that we're just doing stuff that touch me and I'm feeling all
fine. It's very Chris Tucker, Rush Hour 3. You're right. You are right.
Like a lady's eye. Oh! I'm melting. Like I can't know it. Lovely where we are. Okay, okay, stop. Hi guys, listen to Loud Brown Gaze. I'm Dan James. That's Nick Charles. You can find me on @DanJamesLDN. You can find Nick on It's Nick Charles on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow Loud Brown Gaze at Loud Brown Gaze on Instagram, Twitter. And if you've got any questions for us, we are coming to the end of the month. You can email them at Labra.
This is the episode of last month or the one of the month. If we want to do the start of the month.
It's the end of the month next month. It's 31st.
Is it really? Yeah, this month has been so long.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk to me about the length of May. But yeah, you can send us questions to labrangetes@gmail.com. Right. We talk about one thing today. Just one thing.
One thing and one thing only.
We told it last week. I don't give a shit.
Give me a second. Hold on. It's about to get real loud up in here.
Oh, she got the fan.
Look at her. It's going to get some V up in here.
Okay, guys, we're talking about the Renaissance World Tour.
Of course we are.
Now, I just want to make it clear for everybody that some of you have been saying Renaissance, and I was one of those sons, okay? Beyonce told us at this tour, Renaissance. Not Renee. No, there might be a horse.
We don't know her.
You leave the nays to the horse, okay? It's Renaissance. From now on, Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance. We're talking about this world tour. Nick, I think we should just kick off. We'll go section by section, but just overall, you go. Because I could talk for half an hour by myself.
I saw the second UK show, actually. I did.
Right. Yeah, it was Cardiff, Edinburgh, Sunderland.
And Sunderland is today.
Paris was somewhere in the middle of that.
At recording, we're in Sunderland at the moment. Now, I am telling you this, right? I have to admit, the pace of the show was very me. I love the fact that she was like, let's start this. Also, before we get to this, if you haven't watched, this is for you, Seb. If you haven't seen the show, skip the whole show. Skip this episode.
Yeah, you can come back to us.
Skip the episode, because I want to be like, oh, you made me, you spoil it for me. No. Now is your moment. Leave. Right? Good. Let's go. Titties from the get-go.
Let's take a second, okay? Let's take a second just to appreciate, before we even get into the show, just appreciate that woman, that human being. She is in person. She is something else. She is absolutely, like, physically, vocally, energy-wise, she is something. She is beyond what the rest of us can be. You go.
Right.
And the titties. The legs.
Oof.
The back end. The titties. The face. The hair.
Let's
skin. Oh my god.
Let's start with, first off, the fact that we have been treated, we was fed, like hand fed, one of the most beautiful Beyonce songs in the world. To start that tour, Dangerously in Love? What?
Now, I did not know. Okay.
To the hot girl.
I went in nearly spoiler free.
Mm-mm.
And then she opens. So we'll get into it. First section. Okay. Mm. She opens with her selection of some of her just favorite songs that she has ever done. And you know, Miss Girl is a romantic. Mm. She loves a bit of love and sing about it. So she opens with Dangerously in Love. Mm. And I'm like, I've never heard you include this.
Never. In the set list. Life.
And you're going to choose, you're going to open with it?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe it's a bit more of like an eras tour, right? Yeah. And she's just going to take us through each album and like her selections. And then we'll get, at the end, we'll get Renaissance and we'll get like a few that we like from the album. No, 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 but we'll get into it. So she does Dangerously in Love.
Mm.
She does Flaws and All.
Mm.
She does...
One Plus One.
One Plus One. Mm. Is it Start Over? It's not Start Over. What's it?
I Care.
Another one from... I Care. Mm. And then there's another one. Is there another one from Four?
Oh, I care. I know you don't care too much. Hold on. I need to double check that. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Right. So, she starts with Dangerously in Love. She goes with... Flows and All. Then she goes, One Plus One. She goes, I'm going down.
Down.
I'm going down. My whole world's upside down. Did not expect to see that coming.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. She loves to surprise us. Surprise She's such a us. Dickhead.
Now, imagine I'm getting this. Now, Dan had it. Dan was quite dry. Me, the Edinburgh girls, we were in that rain for 3.5 hours. And we did not move. So
why would you?
Why would I? I paid money for that. A lot of money. Yeah. I drove for 4 hours for Beyonce. Least you forget. Now, it's raining. And she was like... I love the rain. Let's do this. Not a beat was missed. Not a beat.
No, absolutely not.
And she did not care. She was like, I don't care. Fuck this wig. Fuck this hair. And then she ends section one of the opening act with I Care. And for the girls, and I'm going to say this for the Edinburgh girls. There's a special place in hell for you if you don't know the masterpiece of the album Four. If you don't know, get the fucking step in.
So the entire show, she was like, yeah, it's the Renaissance World Tour, but I'm going to show you yet again that you were all wrong about Four.
And she said the best album. She sent it to the girls.
She loves that album. She is obsessed with that album. And she is like, I don't care. Y'all thought you could sleep on it. Y'all thought you could let this one, this would be my flop album. No, no, no. I'm going to pick all the songs from Four and you're going to hear them today.
Correct.
That's what she said. She said, fuck your Lemonade. Fuck your self-titled. It is about Renaissance and Four. That's what you get in.
And guess what? We ate.
We ate.
So we ate.
she opens with the slow song quartet. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's cute. You don't really know what the vibe is. Was she in that silver dress for the Edinburgh show?
Oof.
Did she sit on the piano?
She sat on the piano and she was... And my girl... And let me tell you something about... There's something about watching Beyoncé walk. It's like watching an angel glide over water.
Mama is... She floats.
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 Grace and essence in one.
From one side to the other. Mama floats.
And
she does not give a shit.
Mama is glowing as well. Mama is glowing. Mama is glowing.
The glam team. They are hitting every beat correct. She looks so good in every look. And even the looks that shouldn't work. Even the one with the seashell things. But, I'm looking at it like, that should... What is this? But you look so... Okay. So, she opens with the slow song stuff. And you're like, what is this show going to be? What is this show going to be? And then they let it go dead for like a little bit too long. Just to like... kind of keep you on your toes. Yeah. It's just like, let's pause for a second. And then you realize Beyonce's, the show hasn't started.
No.
Beyonce is just opening for herself.
Yes.
She's just like, here's my old me. Okay. You're going to get four era Beyonce. Mm. She's going to be in a gown. She'll be sat on the piano. She's going to be the old girl that you thought you knew.
Yeah.
She's going to open for me. Then the graphics scream. Mm. Welcome to Renaissance.
That big... If you didn't know, girls, it's here. It's here. We're here. We're ready. We're ready.
Welcome to Renaissance hits the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like...
Scream.
The show is beginning. The money they spent on these graphics and that screen. And then you see, you go on the credits of the website and you're like, creative director, Beyonce. And you're like, this came from your brain, madam. Madam, now seriously. Like, it's very, it's so interesting because all of the like visuals that they're very like robotic, silver, glitter, like liquid. It's almost like an 80s sci-fi movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like very modern styling.
Yeah.
And then also throwing it back to like the 60s vibe of like, oh, like it's so, the it's 80s
really,
is so.
It's like, a really nice, it's a really nice, what I did take from that intro video for that bit of the show was, if you realize that literally there is a mix of Break My Soul energy and Cuff It that is slowly passing under the intro. So while every single visual hit you, you're hearing embers of the songs beneath it. And I was like, okay, we're here for this. It's coming. Boom. Madam decides to step back out of the stage. But what? With what? These motherfuckers ain't stopping me.
And she comes, the stage opens up for her, and she is in this she's covered head to toe in this robot suit. And then in pieces, it lifts
boom,
her.
Boom. Boom.
These motherfuckers ain't stopping me. It was at that moment I was like, this, I'm gonna die. Yeah. I'm gonna be over this. It was the first moment of the Renaissance portion of the show where I was like, yeah, I'd already cried once.
You're gonna be fucked up already.
I had already cried real tears because I saw this woman and she was meters away from me.
Correct. Yeah, I know.
And then Sherman's singing and I was like, oh, no, this ain't sad bitch hours. This ain't sad bitch hours. These motherfuckers ain't stopping me. Mm-mm. Robot suit lifts up. She's in a silver thing. Hits on that girl.
And I have to admit, though, I love the fact. Did you know that I'm That Girl was mixing with Ape Shit? Loved it.
Yes. Yep.
And let me tell you why I lost my mind for the fact that Beyonce owned the stage for that part of the song on her own, and then all of a sudden the team B is here.
The girls, the worker bees have hit the stage.
And let me tell you something. Beyonce said dead ass 5 times already, but then we're going back to the start of the song. I'm dead ass. Boom! Choreo starts. Dan and I am blinded. I am done. My wig is on the floor and I'm screaming. I'm like, you know why so men mad to me? The fact that I am trying to enjoy the show. I'm also trying to not freak out because Beyonce is on the stage. The woman who I've envisioned, who I wake up for every morning and think, that's who I want to be. It's meters away. We're breathing the same air. It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what hotel she stayed in Cardiff.
What do you want me to do?
I was like, well, Cardiff ain't got a hotel good enough for you. Where the hell are you staying? Where was she staying when she was in Sunderland?
I don't know. I know she did stay in a really nice hotel close to the Edinburgh Castle. Well, I do know. It was an Airbnb, actually, with a gold bath, apparently.
Love of that. Course. Well, when she's in London, she stays at the Corinthia. So, you know, bougie. 5-star, real expensive. I think they just get the whole top floor to themselves.
Correct.
I'm That Girl, okay? I'm That Girl, lays it out. And then Cozy.
Oof.
Let me tell you about Cozy, okay? Before the show starts, you are greeted with a massive screen, okay? And it looks like one of those TV waiting cards from back in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at it closely and you're like, all of the colours are the colours of the Progress flag.
Yeah.
The Progress Pride flag. So you've got the rainbow colours, you've got black and brown, you've got the trans colours on there as well. Okay? You look at it and you're like, she has really done this for the girls. She's really done this for the girls. Like, this is LGBTQIA+ down to its very core. And Cozy is the heart of that. Cozy is, for me, I'm going to say it right now, the second best part of this show. Cozy is the moment where I was looking, because I like the song Cozy. It's cute. It's got a nice bop. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. After going to the show, Cozy has been the one that's been on repeat for me.
Correct.
Cozy is that girl for me right now because of what she did when she has those screens moving. Yeah. And Mama is hitting the shapes.
Right.
Mama is at the ball and she is giving you face.
Correct.
And body. Into Cozy, and she's nailing those lyrics, and the little diamond twist.
Loved it. Loved it.
You can fuck you, off, you got Beyonce. Me fucked
up, Beyonce.
You absolutely got me twisted. How fucking dare you get into this? And then, Alien Superstar, right?
Uh-huh.
Girl's giving it. She has the motherfucking audacity, the downright shamelessness to sample in Sweet Dreams.
Don't. And Superstar at the same time? Got me fucked up.
She's singing Alien Superstar over the beat to Sweet Dreams. Want me to get on the stage and fight you? Also, is that what you want to do? How am I meant to enjoy this more? Stop it.
Also, how did we not know that they were going to... How did we not even think that I was going to work before? How? I was like, excuse me? How does it work?
I'm sure somebody has suggested it on TikTok. And you know Beyonce be watching. She'd be in the tour bus just scrolling through, searching out the mixes and being like, what should we do? Oh, I know what we'll do. Let's take Sweet Dreams, one of my best songs ever, but I'm not going to sing a single word of it. You can listen to it on Spotify. You know it's there, but I'm going to do Alien Superstar on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do Alien Superstar. I have seen calls on Twitter for her to scrap that because people are mad because they don't get any of Sweet Dreams. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. How? Oh. Oh, my God.
Honestly. Now... We are now going over to Liftoff. A little bit of Liftoff into the 7-Eleven dance interlude.
Now, 7-Eleven was the twins, right?
Yes, that was the twins. Yeah. That was the twins.
People have controversial opinions about the twins. I don't mind them. I don't mind them.
They're not thing. But I will tell you this, though. It was refreshing to see her brand new dancers. It was nice because there's a lot of stories about the girls and the girls and the girls and the girls. But let me tell you something very well. Beyonce's new dance army are not your regular dancers. They are selected by the queen, and there is something very specific about them when they are on a stage. They give what they had to give.
And while we're on this, let me give us two special shout outs, okay? Mm-hmm. Two special shout-outs. Firstly, Honey Balenciaga.
Claps for you. Snap all for
Vogue,
you.
All four of the Vogue girls, the dolls, as they are credited as, 8 down. But there is something about Honey Balenciaga Honey Balenciaga understands the moment.
And she's injured. She said on Twitter.
Professional. She understands the moment she is in. She ain't letting nothing fuck up. There is one moment where Honey Balenciaga has to get from like the back of the stage down into Club Renaissance. And she's got like 8 beats to get there.
Yeah.
Mama ain't missed it once.
Not once.
Mama ain't missed it once. I want to give my other special shout out. Now, I'm sorry. I don't know your name. But is it the thick girl.
I knew you were going to say the thick girl. The thick black girl. Body. Maximum power on a stage.
There she is. When she is stepping and doing those moves,
it's so intricate.
Could not stop watching her.
No, I was.
I could not stop watching her.
I felt like, you know, when a vampire was feel like I was being like glamoured. It was so good. And I know this. A lot of people might not know this, but I used to be a dancer. But there was something about her that reminded me of myself, because when you're a big girl, the power you have on stage as a dancer is imminent. Nothing she was. Stops
I did.
You.
I did think Nothing this is giving you. Very. This is giving very Nick Charles. This is giving me Nick Charles.
She was just like giving, and I was like so impressed.
It's at this point where it's being pretty clear that Beyonce is doing an album front to back, right? She's given us the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said, I didn't spend all the time in the studios working on those transitions for me to mess them up on the tour. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get it front to back. She comes into Cuff It.
Mm.
Cuff It is like this big band production. She's got all the band on the stage. The dancers are everywhere. She turns it out. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. The person I went with... was like upset that they didn't do the TikTok dance, but I didn't give a shit that they didn't do the TikTok dance.
I just realized we missed something.
What we missed?
We missed the robot.
What robot?
The robot. Isn't the robots an Alien Superstar?
Which robots?
The robots, the hands, the thing. The robots on the stage with Beyonce.
And then isn't that heated with the fans?
No, the robots, like, she stands in the frames and she dances with them.
No, that's cozy.
Is that cozy? Oh,
that's cozy.
I thought it was Alien Superstar for some odd reason. I don't know why.
Don't worry. Right, Cuff It. Big. She also ends with the Wetter remix.
Off. You got me fucked up already.
I'm so hyped at this point. I think I'm in the group chat being like, guys, I'm not gonna be able to survive. This is gonna be the end for me. Cause I don't know how to enjoy this more. You go from Cuff It into Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beyonce decides.
She decides.
She's going to do Energy, right? And then she's like, you know what comes after Energy. And Beyonce said, she was like, you know when I released Break My Soul? And y'all were like, I'm not sure. I don't know about this direction for Beyonce. Maybe it makes sense in the rest of the album. And then she released the album, then Break My Soul got to number one because she was like, yes. You see the vision now? Beyonce was going to say to us all, to every single one of us, you thought I was done. She steps out to Break My Soul. When I tell you, this bitch fucking destroyed me on Break My Soul. She turns that song. That song, for me, I've always said, is a situational 10, okay? If you are just listening to it through headphones on a random day, it's a nice enough song. You get that song on a speaker outside in the sun, 10 out of 10. You get that song, how she does it on the Renaissance World Tour, 1,000 out of 10. 2,000 out of 10. 5,000 out of 10. I don't know. I need her to do a homecoming album for this tour, okay? I need the live versions of all of it because the Break My Soul live version, firstly, it's like 7 minutes long.
Also, yes, because we get two songs in there. We get the Queen's remix.
Break My Soul, Queen's remix into Michael Jackson. There's a reason why we started the show with it.
Correct.
And then keeps going. She walks all the way around Club Renaissance, back down to the stage in this one song. And she's living
her life as well.
Who's doing it like her?
Nobody.
Who's doing it like her? This is what I say every time when y'all come at me being like, oh, Dan, how you feel about Lady Gaga? Oh, Dan, how you feel about Taylor Swift? Oh, Dan, how you feel about Dua Lipa? This is what I have to compare it to. I don't know what the rest of y'all think you're doing. Okay? She is it. She is one of one. Number one, the only fucking one. And she shows it to you every single time when she does these arrangements, when she does this choreo, when she is walking through this massive stage for a song that y'all said you didn't like, got to number one anyway, and now she turns out like this. Now she turns out like this. Anybody who says that she is not the literal greatest, the literal greatest, I'm not even saying the greatest right now, greatest of all fucking time, you are dumb. Get your head where you need to get to. Get to this show and see what she is doing because ain't nobody doing it like her.
Correct.
Ever. Ever. I'm done. There's no fighting anybody anymore.
We're not fighting.
If you need to know why you need to be supporting Beyonce, find this episode where you listen to it. Skip to whatever this is, 24 minutes in. Listen to that again. Tell anybody. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I ain't fighting any of you girls about any of your other pop girls or pop boys or rock boys. They ain't doing it like her. Nobody is.
Correct.
Sorry,
Correct.
You go. You go. Correct. I need a minute.
So we've been subjected to a beautiful song, and then it's time to change. It's now the third section of the show, right? We are about to go into the song that I have been dying to see live forever. We are entering the opulence section of the show, and let me tell you what opulence is. We own everything. Dan, let me tell you something real quick, right? I have never in my entire life seen Formation live. And I know the entire choreo. But let me tell you something about Beyonce switching that black, all black, big hat outfit to a silver, glittery, mirrored imagery. You got me fucked up.
When she said, she was like, let me get Formation in this. But you know what? Formation in space.
Oof.
That's what you'll get.
We are on Mars, honey. We are on Mars.
We even skip the fact that when she cuts off to get ready, they do No Angel and Haunted.
Oh, and Ghost.
without and then Formation hits, Jules? And you just hear that like beep noise. The crowd, let me tell you, because I was feeling like the Cardiff crowd were really good, but you could tell that there were some in there that were just like, oh, I kind of don't really know the Renaissance stuff. I'm just here for the old stuff.
Yeah.
When Formation hit, every beat for every person dropped.
Yeah.
That song is a masterpiece because the crowd on Formation lost their
I just remember seeing like, literally just seeing like a wave of gays just run to the front, like from the back when Formation started, because the Edinburgh girl was a mixed bag, because we had the girls from London, we had the girls from Newcastle, everywhere, because we had no other show to go to, we had to go to Edinburgh.
Yeah, you Manchester ones was
the girls just flocked to the front. And let me tell you something. There's a power in Formation that if you don't know the lyrics, move out the fucking way. Yeah. Because the girls are gonna eat you up in the fucking stands and the crowd. And Madam comes out. And now keep in mind, we didn't touch on something. The arrangement on the stage is so good because the stage setting is amazing. The dancers are dressed. The performers, the bands. When Formation started, the lights, and I don't know if you realize it, but the lights in the back, the band members just stand and they're doing this. And the lights are just flashing. And people are missing this because you're so focused on the front bit. But you have to realize that you have to watch the entire show because it's so much happening that you have to take it all in. It's a lot. Sensory overload.
She needs to release a recording, put it on streaming.
Sensory overload.
I'll buy a damn DVD because there were so many things I know I missed.
Yeah, I know I missed as well.
We even missed mentioning It Break My Soul. If you're looking at her at Club Renaissance, you turn around, there is a massive fuck-off glitter horse that has appeared on the stage from nowhere.
Renee. Hi, Renee.
Yeah, Beyonce. I was looking over there. When did the horse come? And it's huge.
Yeah, and the disco ball later on as well.
Girls, there's so much
happening. So much
happening. She does Formation, okay? She does Formation. I'm going to tell you right now, guys.
Yeah.
We're doing this in two parts. Oh, we're nearly at half an hour already.
Correct.
We'll get to the end of this section and then we're about halfway through the show. Next week, you will get our thoughts on the next section because we do this in two parts. But anyway. So,
should we take this episode up to song number 20?
I think we do this to 22 because that's the end of the section.
Oh, 22. You got me fucked up.
I'll tell you. Formation. She then decides, you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling a bit.
I'm going to fuck you all up.
I'm feeling like I haven't really done enough choreo right now for you girls. Like, you know, my foot's healing. There's complaints that I'm not dancing enough. So, let me pull out Diva. Let me pull out Diva. For you old hats, for the ones who are listening to I Am Sasha Fierce, let me pull out Diva. Let me just put her on the stage and let you know she doesn't do the get into the money version, which to be honest, don't care.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
We've got Coachella. We've seen it.
We got the album. It's fine.
She hits out Diva. She and Martha does not miss a beat. Again.
Now, mind you, Danielle, she is in the rain doing this performance in Edinburgh. The stage is wet. The stage is wet. Mama ain't missing a beat.
Of course not. Of course she's not. Why would she?
The stage is soaked. We are rain. It is pissing cats and dogs. And Mama's just living. And I was like,
Beyonce said,
that's Mother.
She knows who she is.
Correct.
She knows. She's like, girls, I can't do an indoor show. You ain't got the capacity.
No, exactly.
I could go to the O2. That could be indoors. It's 20,000.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when 30,000 people want to come? What are you going to do with the extra 10,000 people? I'll do it outside. And you know what? It's rain. I've been rained on. We all been rained on. You're going to stand here. You're going to watch me hit these notes.
Correct.
You're going to watch me hit these steps. You're going to do it along with me because I know you girls know the moves already.
Of course we do.
You've been watching the TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
She hits Diva.
Mm.
Okay. Uh-huh. Then she does Run the World. Run the World has never been my favorite Beyoncé song.
Wait. Honey. You missed the fact that she did Countdown. And Diva. What is wrong with you?
She do Countdown.
She does Danielle. She did at Danielle. Beyoncé literally goes into Diva with Countdown with a bit of I Just Wanna Rock by Lizbeth. That's where she does the dance.
Yeah.
That's the Lizbeth TikTok song. She does a bit of Countdown. Girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I'm going again.
It's easy to miss these things. Right. We are now in Run the World, which is a shorter version. Dan.
Yeah.
You know what's coming next? You got me fucked up now.
So, Run the World happens, right?
Mm-mm. Get out of the way.
At the end of Run the World, Beyoncé decides she is right at the front of Club Renaissance and she is going to make it back to the stage. And you know what? She's going to run. She's going to run that whole section back to the stage. And you know what she's going to run it to? My Power from the Gift.
Now,
did we not say literally last week we wanted to hear the Gift in this? If we were going to hear something from the Gift, what song did we want?
I'm just going to say this. We said it from the get-go, My Power. Now, as Dan might know, as Dan would have told you, ever since we saw the Gift, My Power has been a fan favorite of mine. But seeing that live, something I never in my life expected to see, seeing that live in the rain, girl, you got me fucked up. Beyoncé, you've been listening to this podcast, girl. I know you have. Somebody told you. Because we did not see that set list yet. None of us did. The tour didn't even start yet. Dan, and not a beat was missed. Now, for the people that don't understand, My Power is personally one of the best songs from The Gift. And people slept on it. You girls slept on it for a very long time. You got me fucked up.
Get loose. Get low. She's hint choreo. My Power, game changer in this show. She runs backstage and you're thinking, that's got to be the end of the section. We're there. Okay, we got it. We're at the end of the section. Thank you, Beyoncé. She's like, oh, no. Not the end of the section yet, girls. But you need to calm down. My Power keeps playing. The dancers turn it out.
Turn on My Power. The ball.
They are killing it. We got a full second verse from My Power because Beyoncé has to get her ass in her glittery tracksuit and bralette and climb on top of a goddamn tank moon rover thing.
Why are we in Mars?
this mother of three, four if you include me, climbs her ass to the top of this tank. Which you're like, okay, number one, slay. Number two,
slay.
She is living her fucking life on that tank. She is leaning back. She's writhing. She's whipping her hair. She's having the best time of her life. The tank rolls forward. And you're like, oh, cute. It's going to roll out to the stage like where the horse was.
No.
And then you're like, oh, no, it's not stopping. The tank's not stopping. It goes forward. It goes down a ramp. She's sat on top of it. It goes down a ramp. The thingy. It goes, and they're like, okay, it'll stop there. No, it's ma'am. All good. It's going to be fine. Let me tell you, by the way, while this is happening, she's singing Black fucking Parade.
Right?
Black Parade! While she's on top of this tank, moon rover, whatever you're going to call it, it rolls down. There's a stage. It's called a CP trio. there's a stage that cuts the middle of Club Renaissance in half. Mm-hmm. It rolls from the back of the main stage, down that ramp, all the way to the end of that stage of Club Renaissance and hits the barrier at the end while she is on there. I said, bitch, you better get down.
You better get your ass down. And
you better get your ass down.
Now, keep in mind, there is like this big, like, there's a kind of like a, I'm going to say like a crane thing that is turning on this moon rover.
Did you see
every angle of Beyoncé, by the way?
Everyone's getting every angle of Beyoncé. She goes from Black Parade, she goes into Savage.
Yeah.
Fucking love the inclusion of Savage.
Oh my God.
In Savage, the moon rover starts going back up. It tilts up on one side, hits it like that, tilts back down to the other side.
Do you guess what's playing during that time? Fucking Beyoncé. You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up.
She needs to be arrested. What? How are you putting me under this level of stress, Beyonce? Not only are you sat on top of that fucking Moon Rover thing, while it is gliding down this stage, going over ramps, you are a mother of three. Yeah. Okay, you then decide, you know what it needs? Hydraulics, and just, you know, just slightly tilt me out.
Yeah.
Into this crowd, yes. Who, if I fall in, are going to rip me apart.
Yes.
Because they all want to take a piece of me home.
No, this is raining in Edinburgh, by the way. And she's living her best life on this Land Rover.
Honestly. I tell you, I was watching that whole section like this.
Mm.
I was like, Mama, you better get down. And it wasn't even the worst bit. And we'll get into that next week. The inclusion of Savage. Mm-hmm. Partition.
Yeah.
Yonce, she closes the section. Moon Rover whips her ass back. She's having the best time of her life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to close this part of the episode just to say that. If you see this show, you will know that Beyonce is having the time of her life.
It shows.
I have never seen her have more fun
on
a tour than she's having on this one.
Yeah.
It's mad to me how much fun she's having.
Yeah. Honestly, I love that. Yeah, I just love her.
I got my phone falling.
Yeah.
I think we need to end the episode.
Yeah, definitely. I think, if you are going to see the show in the next couple of days, bear in mind, just feel that energy radiance through, because Beyonce is smiling. She's laughing, having a good time. And you know what? Is what we always wanted for her. Just to enjoy herself. And she's feeding the kids. And we know what we love.
She fully is.
Feed the kids.
She fully is.
Because we got more to talk about, like, there are bits of this show that got me fucked up, and I was like, I text Dan, I was like, this fucking bitch.
I'm so done with her. Right, guys, you heard us on the socials. We're going to be back next week to get into the second half of this show, because it's a two-part special. It needs it. I'm sorry. Bye.
Bye. See you soon.
The way I thought we were going to get this done in half an hour, like, what was that?
Hell no. Not on this goddamn podcast.